They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And we are live on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Getting ready here for Community Comment. It is presented by Professional Floor Covering, which is an Abbey Design Center located at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam. You can visit their website at proflr.com. They are locally owned. Randy and his team are here to help you design the perfect space with over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings. It's so much more than floors. It's a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. Speaking of that cabinetry, if you want your kitchen cabinetry to not only look beautiful but last for years to come, partner with top brands to offer unrivaled quality and craftsmanship. From traditional to modern kitchen cabinets, their cabinetry team is here to help inspire and create your dream kitchen. Now, without further ado, we will send it over to Community Comment with Terry Bell on 95.3 WBEV.
Thank you very much, Jake. And it is summertime. We're in the middle of June now, and summer is in full swing. And a lot of things to keep in mind about getting ready for the possibility of the worst that could possibly happen. Everything from tornadoes to some things happening with in nature, such as algae blooms and ticks. It's a wonderful time of year, but you have to be on your toes and be ready. And one person who helps us with that at Dodge County is Matt Bartle of Dodge County Public Health and Emergency Management. He is the county's Emergency Preparedness Coordinator, and it's nice to have you with us, Matt.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Of course. So, obviously, top of everyone's mind this year has been the tornadoes that hit on May 15th. And if you could, please, tell us a little bit about how being prepared, since that is, you know, your responsibility, how being prepared made a bad situation maybe not quite as bad as it might have been otherwise.
Yeah, definitely. So at the county, whether it's public health or emergency management, we do a lot of planning. We try and mitigate whatever the effects of the unknown, you know, or disaster is going to be. And so we kind of plan for everything. Some of the things that we do, we have different plans in place, you know, for the people themselves. So we have plans where we can bring people into shelters. If it would be a casualty event, you know, we'd have plans that we could activate for mass casualty events. And God forbid we ever had something where, you know, we had a lot of individuals perish. We have plans for that, too. So just really we build these plans specific to our county, what our county's needs are. And then they're just constantly under review and whatnot. And so that's really kind of where it all starts with us.
Sure. It seems to me that this would take a lot of constant communication with schools. It seems like schools play a very important part in, you know, helping people right after a tornado hits. I'm thinking that, you know, constantly being in touch with area hospitals for injuries and casualties. Just what sorts of people and organizations and are you working with to be sure that an emergency response is as good as it can possibly be?
Right. So the fire, the EMS, and law enforcement, they kind of do their own side of the thing. And then as on the emergency management side, we support them, whether it be through communications, getting resources from the state through Wisconsin Emergency Management and things like that. And then on the public health side of things, which is where my planning side of things kind of really thrives, we look at things like the Red Cross, getting people into the shelters. So the Red Cross will usually run the shelters. We have the ability to stand things up in the short term, but we always request assistance if we know it's going to be more of a long-term event. And then we run what's called a FAST team, a functional assessment service team. And we have individuals from all different areas of the county. They're really good at what they do, everything from crisis to the ADRC, adult protective services, and a bunch of supervisors. And they just come in and They kind of bring their knowledge and their skill set into these shelters, and we just look at what the individual needs are for the families or the individuals that are coming into the shelters, and then we kind of look to see where we can get them resources to get them back on their feet, at least in the short term.
Sure. How can you prepare for that ahead of time? Because we don't know until after the fact exactly who's affected and what they need.
Right. So it's a lot of planning. We actually have meetings coming up this week with our FAST team to go over, you know, what happened during the May 15th event. So we're going to look at the processes that we used, how we can make them better, and then use that to kind of go over, to kind of refine what our planning is. We're always in contact and doing trainings with the Red Cross. There's always trainings that come out from the state, especially through DHS, the Department of Health Services in the state. That's kind of who public health would fall under. And then Wisconsin Emergency Management puts on a plethora of classes too. So we always look to see what classes would apply to us and who would benefit most. And then we make sure that those individuals have that training so we can best use that skill set to serve the community.
Sure, absolutely. Did the May 15th storms reveal anything that it occurred to you maybe could use some improving or pointed out something that, you know, maybe Dodge County could be doing a little better?
I think everything, you know, it kind of, I wouldn't say it necessarily catches us off guard. We kind of hear, oh, there's a big storm coming and then nothing happens. There are some things I think that we can do better. You know, communication's a big thing. It doesn't matter what incident, what organization, there's always some sort of communication factor that plays into it. Overall, I think our response on the public health side went fairly well. There's some, you know, there's just some like response processes that we have to tighten up, I think. And that's something that you don't know until it's exercised. And sometimes you don't even in exercise, there's things that aren't identified until an actual incident happens. And, it's just one of those. This was a trial by fire for us.
Okay. Yeah, because when was the last time Dodge County really had to deal with anything on this scale? It's probably been a while, I'm guessing.
I would say probably the biggest thing. There were some floods way back when, and then there was the Knopf Drive incident in 2018. Mm-hmm. And for me, I wasn't in the role I am now. I was working as a full-time firefighter at the airport in Madison, and my role with Beaver Dam Fire Department and the hazmat team in Dodge County was pretty limited.
Sure, sure. All right. We are talking to Matt Bartle. He is with Dodge County Public Health and Emergency Management, talking about all the different ways that we can be ready for the worst case scenario. We're going to take a break here and be right back.
Hey folks, Ryan here at Slumberland and Beaver Dam, letting you know to come down and shop our clearance event in the big tent running for the whole month of June. We've got up to 80% off artwork, floor models, discontinued items, special purchase items, and scratch and dent. Lamps and artwork start at $20, sofas start at just $199, king and queen mattresses start at $99. Take it home the same day or choose fast delivery. Save big at the clearance event in the big tent, only at Slumberland in Beaver Dam.
Wheel of Meat!
Every Monday morning at 7:40, listen for your chance to spin the Leroy Meats Wheel of Meat. It's full of specialty meat items. Leroy Meats Wheel of Meat, Monday mornings at 95.3 WBEV.
For great prices, gas, and master mechanics, talk to Jeremy at Jerry's Automotive in Beaver Dam. Schedule your appointment with one of their trusted mechanics now. Jerry's Automotive is a Carfax top-rated service center. Trust Jerry's Automotive for all your automotive needs this summer. Coolant services, Napa batteries, oil changes, and more. They keep your vehicle in great running condition. They also sell tires specializing in Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal. Jerry's offers free tire rotations with tire purchases. Remember, when you've purchased fuel at the one and only Spirit Pump, you support the community. 2 cents of every gallon will be donated to the Beaver Dam Scholarship Fund this month. The convenience store is also stuffed with everything you'll need. There's snacks, soda, flavored coffee, sweets, Chippy's popcorn, Leroy Meats, frozen pizza, and beer. See the 5-star reviews on their website at jerrysautomotivewi.com. Like them on Facebook or call 920-885-6411. Jerry's Automotive, 700 North Spring Street in Beaver Dam, across the street from the market.
This fall, build your perfect Wisconsin football game day with a mini pack. Pick any three games, including Big Ten matchups like Washington, Iowa, and Ohio State, and save while cheering on the Badgers. Big matchups, big moments, and it's all on your schedule. Football mini packs are available now. Create your custom game day experience today at uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. First touchdown to the fifth quarter. There's always something to enjoy. Football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Back with more community comment on 95.3 WBEV, here's Terry Bell.
Play that.
Welcome back to Community Comment. We're talking to Mac Bartle of Dodge County Public Health and Emergency Management, talking about preparedness for all different kinds of events, especially as they happen in the summertime, since we are, summer is in full swing. And, you know, this is an area where people love to recreate on the water, and the water is a great place to be, but it also can present some health hazards. Algae blooms comes to mind right away.
Yeah, algae blooms are a big thing. I was just having a conversation with our public health officer, Roman, this morning, and he was driving in. He's like, man, usually it's about a month and about a month until we really see them, and he was starting to see them on some of the smaller waterways where he comes in. So it's they're here, and with that, it does kind of ruin our fun on the water, and it's just, it does present a health hazard, especially to human and pets, and that's, so I got some tips and stuff you want me to go through.
Yes,
and,
please.
And what you're looking for. So I'm going to kind of look down at my paper, but basically algae blooms, it's a cyanobacteria. Like I said, it can hurt human, cause health problems in humans, pets especially. So we don't want to swim in it. We don't want to let our pets swim in it. If we are in it, we want to make sure that we're taking showers right afterwards, getting that junk off of us. It's nasty, and I don't know who would want to swim in anything that looks like it. But things you're looking for, it looks like spilled latex paint. Or green pea soup. It's really discolored. It's streaky in the water. Small green dots floating in it. Looks like floating scum, bobber mats. And a big sign is you're going to see dead fish or other animals floating in it. So it really does. It's really unique way it presents itself. And you can see it. You know, we have this beautiful water, body of water here, and, you know, a few throughout the county. And you'll start to notice it. You'll see it most prevalently. I see it down by Tahoe Park. We do see some down by Waterworks, and then Edgewater Park was really prevalent last year. I could see it down there, and just really all around the shorelines. And that comes from runoff, you know, pesticides in the farm fields and stuff like that. So that's kind of what helps boost it along.
Is there anything that we do locally to clean that up once it gets going, or once it's here, we just have to just manage it as best we can?
There's, on our end, not really. I think there's some groups around the area that might kind of have a vested interest in that, but on the public health side of things, we're just more about the people safety and just making sure that you're aware of it, and that you know what the signs are, and that you're just watching out for your own health or the health of those around you and their pets.
I'm guessing beach closures are part of your responsibility?
The public health officer can request to have beach closures. And one thing that we did a couple years ago, we got some signage, and we have some more too. I went around to some of the local beaches and put a couple different signs up. It has the public health information. So if you're seeing those blooms and it's something to be concerned about, you can call the public health number that's written right on that sign.
Yeah. So what, you know, how bad can things get? I mean, what are the consequences of being exposed to algae in the water?
Yeah, so, I mean, here's the list right here. If you go in the water and you're experiencing a bloom, some of the symptoms you're going to get, almost like flu-like symptoms, you're going to get vomiting, diarrhea, headaches, abdominal pain, coughing, sore throat. You'll probably get a skin rash being exposed to that, and you could even get blistering on your skin.
Mm-hmm. And for pets, dogs especially love to swim, but it's probably an especially bad idea to let your dog swim in infested water.
Yeah, just don't do it. And if they start to show symptoms, take them to a vet and just have them evaluated.
It can be fatal for dogs.
It can be fatal for animals.
Yeah, and how about people? I mean, people just get very sick, or can it get worse?
I think if you get some of those, if you're more predisposed to certain health conditions, and I'm not sure which ones. I'm not a doctor or nurse or anything like that, but I'm sure that it can affect some people more severely than it would affect others.
Sure. Very good. So, again, if for the uninitiated, how can they tell, how can the layperson tell from just the naked eye that it's a bad idea to go out into the water?
You know, if you if, like I said, if you see the pea soup look on the water, it looks like latex paint. It's just real scuzzy. It's going to smell horrible. It really does. Between that and the dead carp that are floating, I mean, you're gonna know what it is. Mm-hmm. Real discolored or streaky. That's what you're looking for. And if you have like this, it globs up and just gets real scummy. You'll see it kind of conjoined together. Mm-hmm. That really kind of gives it away what it is. So. Mm-hmm.
Another thing we encounter in the summertime, and we love to be outdoors a lot, but it also, you know, increases your exposure for ticks. And ticks can cause, tick bites in particular, can cause all kinds of problems, again, for people and pets.
Yeah, public health does monitor tick activity. The nurses are on that and our public health officer. But, you know, just some preparedness things. If you're going out, wear some sort of repellent, insect repellent. It is peak breeding season for ticks right now. We had family pictures out in the woods over by Princeton, and I think we had a couple on us this weekend. So that was something, you know, just proactively check yourselves, your family, if you're taking them out in the woods and whatnot, and you know, look especially in the hair and whatnot. Just make sure to get them off. You know, ticks can carry diseases such as Lyme's disease and whatnot, and that those can cause long-term issues. So
absolutely. Any particular consequences that come to mind?
Not a disease expert, so I can't tell you exactly. I just know that, you know, you'll see them. They'll burrow in. They're just going to be, you know, they're going to be fat, and you're going to try and pull them out. If you do, make sure, you know, you get the head with it. You don't want that head burrowed down in there. But the biggest, you know, the big thing, everybody thinks about with ticks is Lyme's disease, and that's, you know, that's our ultimate goal, is to try and prevent that. So
certainly. You mentioned the tick breeding activity is busy right now. Is there any way to forecast from season to season how bad the ticks are going to be?
No, talking to Roman this morning, he actually said that the activity was and the reporting was up. So when tick bites and stuff, anything that presents itself to the ER, the hospitals, that actually gets reported. It's one of the reporting things for the state. So it sounds like it's up worse than it was last year.
Okay, so something to be really, really on guard about.
Yep, and you know, even, they can be anywhere. They can be in town. You know, you have a wood pile in town, they can be there. So one thing I do is, you know, I just spray my yard with something that it won't kill my grass, but it'll take care of the ticks.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay, and how about you know, repellents that you can apply to yourself? Are there any that work better than others?
I just use the off-brand,
mm-hmm,
and whatnot, and then when I'm outside, I, you know, mosquitoes are just as nasty. They can carry illnesses too, and it's that time, especially now that it's muggy out, you know.
Well, we've had a lot of rain lately, yeah. So I'm thinking mosquitoes. We've been talking about ticks, but mosquitoes, obviously, every year in Wisconsin, yep, are a big deal, but especially in a rainy summer.
Yep, and West Nile virus is still a thing. So, I mean, just the off-brand, something with some DEET in it. Just make sure you're applying it. Watch out for your kids. That's the big thing.
Mm-hmm. Do citronella candles, do any of those sorts of atmospheric repellents, do those a good job? Yeah,
they work. I have a thermocell, so I have one that I take out hunting with me, and then I have one that when we're sitting out in our backyard, we just put it on our little table, and it seems to work great. I even run that thing in the garage because, you know, mosquitoes, you know, they're attracted to light, so they fly in wherever they can, and I pop that thing out in the garage, and it keeps them away. So they do work, and I think it's a worthwhile investment. They're not overly expensive. I think $20 maybe, and then, you know, you're just paying for the refills on them.
Sure. And it not only, you know, keeps you safe, but it just makes being outside a lot more pleasant.
When you're not slapping yourself every 30 seconds, it does make it more enjoyable.
For sure. You're listening to Community Comments on 95.3 WBEV, and we're talking to Matt Bartle about just staying safe during the summer months and things you can do ahead of time. And I don't know, are there any other critters out there besides ticks and mosquitoes that give us problems in the summertime?
I mean, those are the two big ones that we focus on, mm-hmm, public health. Animal bites in general, you know, if you have an animal bite from anything, go in, get checked out, make sure it's reported. Public health does track animal bites, and when those come into the ER, those are supposed to be reportable to public health. So you know, we're just looking at things. Don't play with wild animals. You know, if you live out in the sticks, don't go playing with your raccoon friends or anything like that, you know.
Well, a lot of people, it would seem to be basic common knowledge, but I do see on social media videos of people and even kids petting wildlife and just thinking that they're, you know, little Disney critters and this is going to be very sweet and cute, but that can have some serious consequences.
Yep. Rabies is still a thing. You know, so if you get bit by a wild animal, you know, definitely go get tested. Bats, if you get a bat bite, you know, bats are flying around this time of year. They're not, I don't see them so much in residences the time of year, you know, like you get them in the basement in the wintertime or anything, but they are out and about, and it is possible, you know, if you find one that's alive or laying down, you know, don't handle it, just let it be. Mm-hmm. Keep your animals, you know, keep your pets away from it. And
right. Does, you know, maybe calling in animal control at some point, is that a good idea?
Yeah, it could. And I don't know who does it around here. That's where I go to my favorite Facebook page. And sorry, I'm going to put a plug out there to Beaver Dam Daily Citizen, because you ask a question on there, you're going to, or not the Daily Citizen, sorry, the Beaver Dam Chatter page.
The Chatter
page. You put a question on there, somebody's got an answer
somebody's
in about 10 seconds. So that's the first place I'm going to go ask.
Fair enough. We're talking to Mac Bartle of Dodge County Emergency Preparedness, Public Health and Emergency Management, talking about staying safe and happy this summer. We're going to take a break for the news. This is Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
World so fine, shiny floors that truly shine, tiles and wood you'll adore, get it all at Professional Floor. Showers, blinds, counters too, everything just like brand new, they've got what you're looking for, only here at Professional Floor.
Okay, full disclosure, we still don't sing here, but since I've got the mic, let me drop some knowledge. At Professional Floor Covering, we've got the best brands and styles for every project. Whether you're looking for cabinets, blinds, flooring, or more, we're here to make your home look amazing. Check out our showroom to explore our wide range of luxury vinyl plank flooring. Need a bathroom makeover? We've got custom marble and ceramic showers and countertops to elevate your space. And if you're thinking kitchen upgrade, our cabinet and porcelain tile selection is top-notch. Take a look online at proflr.com and stop in to visit us at 713 Park Avenue. Time to hand the mic back.
Hey, it's Stacy from Slumberland, Beaver Dam and Watertown. Stay tuned to my friends here at 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, live from the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. The man thought to be behind that targeted attack on Minnesota lawmakers over the weekend is now in police custody. Authorities picked him up last night near his farm outside the Twin Cities. He was still armed, but police say he gave up without a fight.
Vance Bolter is held on bonds totaling $5 million and facing state charges of second-degree murder.
We are also in close contact with our federal partners, both the FBI, United States Attorney's Office, who are examining whether or not additional charges should be brought at the federal level.
Drew Evans heads the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension. President Trump has asked the Justice Department to pursue federal charges in the case as well. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
To the Middle East now, where Israel says it's achieved full air superiority over Tehran, the Iranian capital. The two countries have been trading deadly airstrikes over the past few days after Israel mounted a major attack on Iran's nuclear infrastructure. This is ABC News.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
WBEV News. I'm Terry Bell. A Mayville man died Saturday at Ledge County Park in Keosky. The Dodge County Sheriff's Office says the 21-year-old suffered a serious head injury after a fall. Paramedics tried to save him, but he died at the scene. Beaver Dam might borrow close to $5 million to fix up the streets. That's up for discussion at tonight's City Council meeting. The Council will also discuss and maybe approve a collective bargaining agreement with the Firefighters Union. Republican state lawmakers are proposing a $1.3 billion cut to state income taxes. People making between $38,000 and $67,000 a year would see an average tax cut of $400 a year. The first $24,000 of retirees' income would be exempt from state taxes. The state budget proposal is not final and has to go through the legislature and the governor to become law. Devin Remiker is the new chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. He was elected at the party's state convention in Wisconsin Dells Saturday. He succeeds Ben Wickler, who'd served since 2019. Remiker was the party's executive director. The medical examiner's office in Winnebago County is raising money to adopt what's called a facility canine. The dog will be there for the mental health and well-being of employees, families, and others. They're trying to raise $25,000. Donations can be made through the Oshkosh Area Community Foundation. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at dailydodge.com.
Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun today with a slight chance of thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 82. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for storms tonight, lows dip down to about 66, partly cloudy. Slight chance of thunderstorms tomorrow, highs level off around 84, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Right now, it's 65 degrees.
My overall experience with Gruber Law Offices has been phenomenal.
The treatment was excellent.
They will be supportive of you. They will listen to you.
It was a great experience knowing that I had people to help me.
I know I could count on them to do what I needed to get done.
Experience with Gruber was great.
They gave me my life back.
It was amazing.
He gets results.
We know how to win. If you've been injured, call Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
Gruber Law Offices had my best interests at heart.
Catch the Milwaukee baseball game this Sunday on 95.3 WBEV and listen for the Columbus Family Dental Mystery Player of the Game. Then tune in to the 95.3 WBEV morning show the following business day. Be the correct number caller when we ask who was the Columbus Family Dental Mystery Player of the Game. Get it right, and you'll win a pair of Milwaukee baseball tickets. Be sure to listen to 95.3 WBEV this Sunday for Milwaukee baseball's Mystery Player of the Game, brought to you by Columbus Family Dental.
You're ready to party, so follow these wise words and get it started in here. The party is always ready at Johnny's Lounge in Beaver Dam. If you are looking for great vibes, amazing food, and one of the best views of Beaver Dam Lake, Johnny's has it all. Grab a seat on the patio and enjoy the stunning lakeside view, along with a juicy burger, hot sandwich, or tasty appetizer. Come for the party, stay for the memories. Johnny's Lounge is where the fun never stops. Head to Johnny's now and get this party started on Madison Street in Beaver Dam.
Hear what's going on in your community. Stay tuned to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
And we are back with more Community Comment here on 95.3 WBEV. It is brought to you in part by McKintry's Home Furnishings. McKintry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam is on Front Street under the red awning, and they are celebrating their 167-year anniversary. They offer picture framing services where they stock a large selection of picture frame moldings and conservation mattings and glass. This ensures prompt and proper professional framing of your needlework, family photos, wedding pictures, oil paintings, wildlife prints, and award certificates. They've even framed a guitar. Best of all, you will be amazed at the low everyday prices. Let McKinstry's sales designers help you select the right frame and matting to enhance the beauty of your artwork as well as your home. Take your frameable pieces to McKinstry's Home Furnishings. You'll be very happy you did. And now here is Terry Bell with more Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV.
Thank you, Jake Hayes. We are back with Matt Bartle of the Dodge County Emergency Preparedness. He's the Emergency Preparedness Coordinator for the county. And we're talking about all the different ways that that Matt helps us stay safe and happy all year round. But especially we're talking about things that affect us in the summertime today. I suppose any time of year is a good time to, you know, have a radon kit ready in case you would need to, you know, prevent that sort of danger from becoming an issue in your home.
Yeah, so radon's a naturally occurring element. It's found everywhere locally. It's just something that's in the ground and it comes up. And so Dodge County does provide free radon test kits. You can just go to Dodge County Public Health, which is on the ground floor at the Henry Dodge office building, and that's located at 199 County Road DF in Juneau. And we give them out for free. You take the kits home. There's directions. Follow the directions. You mail it in. And the state will send you back the results for those.
Since radon is colorless and odorless, how would anybody have any idea that testing might be a good idea?
You live in an older home. It's probably a good idea. Really, just in our area, it's probably just not a bad idea to get a test in general. And it's not something that we... as an organization would benefit from handing out, where it's there for the citizens to ensure that they're safe. You know, we just don't, it's just one more thing. It's got kind of a radioactive element to it. So we just, it's another way that we can help ensure that our homes are safe.
Is it something about, what the soil is made of here?
There's tons of different elements that are in our soil. And so it's just, I just know it's found naturally locally, and we do what we can to help people find out if their homes are overly affected or not.
Okay. Is there any sort of rule of thumb? Like, I know with smoke detectors, you're supposed to check them twice a year, whatever days you designate. Is there any sort of rule of thumb for when it's a good idea to test your home for radon?
I just say get it tested. And once you know it's there, it's probably not going away, but there's systems that you can install to get it remediated.
Okay. And I'm guessing they're affordable, or there are things that you can do to make them affordable?
They're probably, I'd probably say within $1,000 to $2,000 range. It's like an air handling system, and basically it keeps the air flowing so it can just pump that gas out of your house.
Okay, very good. And again, what might happen, say, if you or someone in your family is exposed to too much radon?
I mean, we're all exposed naturally through the environment. Increased exposure, I guess I really don't know what all the side effects are, but it's kind of got that radioactive element, so I'm guessing that certain, I don't want to say for certain. I just know that I know there's adverse health effects.
Very good.
I don't want to tell you the wrong ones.
Sure. No, I appreciate that. Thanks. Sorry to put you on the spot that.
No.
While we're testing for radon, it's a good idea maybe also to be testing for well water, especially I'm guessing if you're not part of a municipal water supply. If you have your own well, you've got to stay on top of that.
Yep. So our office does handle well water test kits in the county. Ours are more geared towards, you have to meet certain criteria to get a free test kit. We can also do retests if they don't get it on time, because sometimes sending them from point A to point B, they have to get there within, I believe, 36 hours, and sometimes they just don't make it there on time. But if you come into public health, if you have children, I believe it went up now, but it was children under 5. I think it's up to 12 now. You have to meet an income threshold, low income. And I do not remember what the third criteria was, but I know if you come in or call ahead, call public health, and I can give that number here at the end of the show, we can determine if you're eligible for that kit. We give you the kit. It has a bunch of instructions. We give you the mailing label. You can take it to a FedEx or UPS drop-off, and then it sends into the state. They test for lead, bacterias, and other heavy metals. So obviously lead's a big one. Arsenic is one that's in there. And then we're real concerned, obviously, about bacteria, too. If you have bacteria in your well, we'll get those results back. We'll send you a letter. I'll make contact with you personally. And then we'll look at things you can do to kind of mitigate that, which usually my recommendation is always to call in like a well drilling service, one of the local ones, and have them look at your well. It may need to be shocked, or, in some extreme cases, you may just need to get a new well drilled.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything going on in the environment around a well that can make it susceptible to things like lead or bacteria or anything like that?
So some of that just comes from either A, having old wells, or things that are naturally occurring within the environment. And that's the lead and whatnot. But the bacteria, some of that is if we're not taking care of like the well caps and stuff. Animals, we have it's not secured right. You can get animal feces in there and stuff like that, and that's kind of what causes the bacteria. So just making sure that you're taking care of your wells, you're testing it frequently and whatnot, will ensure that you have a healthy well. And if you don't, then get somebody out there to
I can just imagine. I grew up on a farm. We had a well. Wildlife is probably the biggest thing, or one of the biggest things, I don't want to assume, that you have to contend with if you're, you know, if you get your drinking water from well water in a rural area.
Yep. Just, you know, you got the little cap over your well, and sometimes little critters just want to make a home in there, and they'll burrow into wherever they can. So it's just... it's nature.
Right, for sure, for sure. We're talking with Matt Bartle of Dodge County Public Health and Emergency Management, talking about just being prepared for emergencies. And, you know, we talk about testing your well water, testing for radon. Anything else that you would recommend a homeowner stay on top of? Well, even renters can do things to protect themselves. And we were talking during the break about the importance of renter's insurance to make sure that, you know, anything issues that come up do not affect you adversely financially if things happen.
Yep. So, as a homeowner, you know, most of us on our most of us that own our homes, we're required to have it as part of our mortgage agreement. But renters, some places don't require you to have renter's insurance, and I think that's really important, because if something happens, so for example, you live in an apartment building in town, something happens like a fire or a weather event. Well, if you don't have a policy that covers your personal belongings, you're probably going to be out, because if, say, it was a fire, say that apartment owner didn't have coverage of any type and it affects more than just their apartment, then they're obviously not going to cover you. And if you don't have that coverage, you're kind of not in a good spot.
Okay. And I imagine it's probably not a good idea if you know that your landlord is covered by insurance. It's probably still a good idea to have your own policy.
Get your own policy. Don't ever assume that whoever you're renting from is going to, if they say, oh yeah, sign this, you're covered for this, that you're going to have a policy that covers all your stuff. Read the fine print. There's always something in the fine print. And that's just my word of advice, is just make sure that you do your due diligence and actually look into what you're purchasing.
For sure. You mentioned fires. Are there any other events that can cause problems for renters if they're not properly insured?
I mean, it's fires. You know, we always tend to think that, you know, we might be prepared, but our neighbors might not be. But, you know, the biggest things are fires. You know, and there's always these unforeseen things that happen too. You know, there could be problems with sprinkler systems if your unit has them, or other water leaks, or you could have, you know, if the roof was damaged and water gets in, now you have mold that's affecting your apartment and needs to be cleaned. And that should really probably be on the company to go get that stuff cleaned up. But just making sure that you're covered. I mean, that's just my biggest piece of advice.
Very good. You're listening to Community Comments. We're talking with Matt Bartle of Dodge County Public Health and Emergency Management, talking about emergency preparedness. We're going to take a break here and be right back on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Hey folks, Ryan here at Slumberland in Beaverdam, letting you know to come down and shop our clearance event in the Big Tent running for the whole month of June. We've got up to 80% off artwork, floor models, discontinued items, special purchase items, and scratch and dent. Lamps and artwork start at $20, sofas start at just $199, king and queen mattresses start at $99. Take it home the same day or choose fast delivery. Save big at the clearance event in the Big Tent, only at Slumberland in Beaverdam.
You're great at protecting your personal information. You might even use things like two-factor authentication and strong passwords. But as much as you try to control how your info's protected, there are other places that also have it, and they may not be as careful. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save 40% your first year with my name, Clay, as the promo code at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Summerfest brings the biggest names and live music to Milwaukee's lakefront across three unforgettable weekends, including performances from Lainey Wilson, Riley Green, Nate Smith, plus Billy Currington, Gavin Adcock, Joe DiMassina, Max McNown, Muscadine Bloodline, and more. Don't miss Milwaukee's Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance on June 19th through the 21st, June 26th through the 28th, and July 3rd through 5th. Get tickets now at summerfest.com.
This fall, build your perfect Wisconsin football game day with a mini pack. Pick any three games, including Big Ten matchups like Washington, Iowa, and Ohio State, and save while cheering on the Badgers. Big matchups, big moments, and it's all on your schedule. Football mini packs are available now. Create your custom game day experience today at uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. First touchdown to the fifth quarter. There's always something to enjoy. Football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And with the last segment of Community Comment here on 95.3 WBEV for today, here's Terry Bell.
Thank you very much, Jake. We are talking with Matt Bartle of Dodge County Public Health and Emergency Management, talking about emergency preparedness, especially in the summer months. And you have a big event coming up, I believe it's next week, and that's a good opportunity for people to get some information on how to keep their families safe.
Yeah, so we have an event coming up. This is our third year doing it, and it's going to be held at Wayland this year at the Fieldhouse. So next Wednesday, the 25th, from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Wayland Academy Fieldhouse, we're going to be hosting our Family Fest. Anyone's invited to come. There's going to be great raffle prizes. We got a bunch of bikes to give away. We have a three-month membership, family membership to the Y that we're raffling off. They've always been a great supporter of us. They provide us with one of those to give away at the fair, too, so that's kind of neat. And basically, Family Fest is – so. The way we talk about, you know, it takes a village to raise a family. And so some people in our communities don't necessarily have that support behind them. And so we're here to kind of give it to them. And we have everything from you can do diaper exchanges, or we just have, you know, if you need some diapers, we got diapers there. This really focuses on some of the young kids in the family, too. But there is stuff for the whole family. There's going to baby clothing that's going to be there for people to take. That's came through from donations or whatnot. And then just games. And we have over 30 vendors, I believe, this year. So that are supposed to be there. The fire department is going to be there. They committed to sending a crew over, incident allowing. I'll put that plug in there. But yeah, we're looking at having one of our apparatus over there and an ambulance. I'll be teaching hands-only CPR. Focusing on infant CPR and just hands-on CPR in general. And then I'll also be going over choking, especially with infants, trying to teach those new parents or parents that have never really had that training, you know, how to kind of take it calmly and go through the steps, making sure that they can alleviate some of that.
That's a good point. I would have to imagine that people who find themselves in the situations you described would maybe be too emotional to do the proper thing. And I imagine you'll have information there to help people go through those incidents, you know, calmly and hopefully successfully.
Yep. So with hands-only CPR, that's the big one we push because, you know, not everybody's a trained technician.
The mouth-to-mouth seems to be not as much a thing as it used to be.
No, especially with, you know, even as a provider myself, I wouldn't provide mouth-to-mouth on somebody. You just don't know these days. And it's not a knock on people. It's just the way the world is. And basically what we teach people is push hard, push fast, and you're pushing at 100 to 120 beats per minute. And pick a song that, you know, Staying Alive was, you know, the one that if you're more morbid, you have a sense of humor that way, the Death March. And now the big one is everybody's favorite song. My 3-year-old knows it by heart. It's Pink Pony Club.
Oh, okay.
So that falls in that range. So if you can just sing that and push to the beats of that, you're doing pretty good. Just grab your cell phone. Mm-hmm. Everyone, you know, most everyone's got a cell phone nowadays. Call 911, put it on speakerphone, set it down next to you and just start pushing.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to just tap into some of my own personal experience with, job training for jobs where there was a CPR element to the orientation. And invariably, when you mention push hard, someone in the group will ask, well, what if I hurt the person? And the response almost always comes back, better hurt and alive than intact and not alive.
Yeah. They're not going to feel it at that point in time. They're technically dead. Mm-hmm. So you're doing everything you can to give them a chance at surviving until paramedics can get there and give them that higher level of care.
And proper CPR can make a huge difference in those crucial moments before, emergency responders get to a scene.
It can. By nature, when somebody goes down, the chances aren't overly good. But if you can start high quality CPR as soon as possible, even better if there's an AED, if you're in a location where there's an AED, that applied, it really boosts their chances. But the biggest thing is just pushing hard and fast until paramedics can arrive and just getting dispatched the information to know, where they have to send responders so they can get to you as quick as they can.
How would just a regular person, a lay person, a civilian know what's the best thing to do? When in a situation do you try CPR? When do you get an AED? How would a person know that?
So you see somebody go down, the biggest thing is, like I said, call 911. Look at the person. Are they breathing? Can you feel a carotid pulse, which is up here, on your neck? And don't ever use your thumb because you can feel your own pulse of your thumb.
Okay.
Some people like to, do one of those half choke things. Two fingers, push in the carotid. You can do it on yourself, find out where the sweet spot is, and you can feel your own pulse. If you're not feeling a pulse, don't give it any more than 10 seconds. If you don't see visible chest rise, then you know that you should be given CPR. Another thing we look at is agonal breathing. So people are taking they won't be breathing, and then someone will be like, it almost looks like they're choking and they're using all their accessory muscles to breathe and you're really seeing it. That's not normal breathing. Start CPR.
Okay, very good. And when is a good instance to try the AED?
As soon as you can get one on scene. If you see somebody go down and you're where an AED is, get it applied as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, usually it's about 2 minutes of CPR, which is usually what a round is. Mm-hmm. And then get it going. But as soon as the AED gets on scene, you should apply it. So.
Okay, very good. Since this is a family fest and we're talking about, families with small children in particular, this is a good idea to get a child seat tested. And the thing about child seats is, a lot of them are made with a lot of plastic. Yep. And old plastic dries out, deteriorates, becomes less stable over time. People get hand-me-down car seats a lot of the times, but that's maybe not always the best thing.
So we won't be doing car testing here, but if you're interested in getting your car seat checked, you can set up an appointment with Public Health.
Okay.
We have some car seat technicians, some of the nurses, and Liv over in our office, she does a really good job getting families set up, teaching them the proper way to buckle kids in. But yeah, looking at shelf life on them, they have a 10-year shelf life. If you are desperate for a car seat, come talk to us, make an appointment. And like I said, that'll be on the number I give you here towards the end. If you're buying one off of social media, just do your due diligence, go and look at it. I gave away some car seats for free and I explicitly said, hey, these are in good conditions. They've never been in an accident. If you have a car seat that's been in an accident, you need to take it out of service right away.
Oh, okay.
And I took pictures of stickers. I said, here's the stickers. They still have 3 years of life left on them, so they know what they're getting. And I just gave them to a family that really needed them for free. But yeah, that's just a big thing. Just know what you're getting and then know the proper way to buckle a kid in.
Right. So that's particularly important for a family in need who maybe can't afford a brand new one. If they're getting a pre-used one, taking those extra steps makes a huge difference.
Yep.
For sure. You said you had some information to share with us in case people listening would like to get in touch with you about anything we've been talking about this past hour.
Yeah, so the best way to get in touch with us, we have a Facebook page, Dodge County Public Health, that's maintained frequently, and we're on it. We'll share information if we have warming or cooling shelters or anything public health related, tips, whatever the monthly topics are going to be. It's always up and running. Liv does a really good job of keeping that up. And then you can contact our direct number, which is 920-386-3670.
Mm-hmm. And this could be about just about anything we've been talking about in this past hour and more things, I suppose.
Yep. So the WIC departments within public health. So if families that are inquiring if they qualify for WIC services or not, whatnot, they can contact that number too, and they'll get pushed on to the appropriate individuals.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And give us another plug for Family Fest.
Yeah, like I said, it's Family Fest is going to be next Wednesday, the 25th. It's from 1 to 4 at the Wayland Fieldhouse. Fire department should be there. We're going to have some food trucks there, games for the kids, 30-plus vendors, free stuff, and raffles.
Yeah, and what kind of useful information can people get there, too?
Yeah, so there'll probably be a radon booth there. Public health will talk about all their programs. I'm not sure who all the vendors are, but we'll have stuff on healthy living, healthy eating, just all sorts of stuff. Some farmers market vendors and stuff will be there too. So,
okay. Matt Bartle, it's been a very informative hour. I want to thank you for coming and spending some time with us this morning.
Yeah, definitely. I appreciate it.
All right. You are listening to Daily Dodge you're listening to Community Comment, rather, on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Thanks for being with us.